Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today education is the theme of our program. And we have a couple guests on as our regular segment here from Riley County. USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams joins us via Zoom. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we also have USD 384 Superintendent John Cox joining us on Zoom. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both with us here this morning. How's your summer going so far, Cliff?
Oh, it's going great. It's hard to believe that we were doing a little planning for the 4th of July already, and that's always kind of the halfway point for our school world, and it's just flying by, but it's been a great summer, and we just came off a budget workshop that John and I were at together, and that definitely tells us that the new year is coming around the corner.
Absolutely. John, what have you been up to here this summer?
Planning for next year, you know, with the end of the school year, being a first year superintendent, it seems like it's like I'm a mouse on a wheel, just kind of spinning and spinning, but it's gotten a lot better. We've had some time to relax and think about what we did well and focus on how we're going to improve for next year.
All right. Well, we'll... looking forward to the upcoming school year, and I know a lot of planning goes into that. And Cliff, I might just start with you here this morning. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing here to get ready for the upcoming school year. You have a save for turn plan on your website?
Yes. The legislature passed some directives for us to make sure that we communicate with our patrons and parents about what we'll be doing. It'll be very similar to what all of us did starting last year, as well as John said that all of us have sat back and reflected about what worked well and what didn't. And so we put those notifications up on our website there so our patrons can see that. We do want to make everybody aware, much like when we went through COVID, that we have to be flexible because things will change, guidelines will change. But at least we have something up there now to kind of tell parents, here's what it's going to look like 2 months out, again, subject to change.
All right, subject to change. Do you have something similar, John, for 384 being in development?
Yes, we've got information on the website as well. Cliff, you hit it right on the head with being flexible. That was one of the biggest lessons that we learned last year was, you know, from day to day, probably moment to moment on some days, it was being flexible and being able to move. So we have our structure out there. And as we get closer to the opening day, it is subject to change, but we've got the information on our website for anyone to look at.
All right. Very good. Well, as you look forward to the new school year here coming up, do you anticipate things will look a little bit more normal than it did in 2020. I imagine quite a bit different than 2020.
I would hope that as we start the year, that we start the year much the same way as we ended it, with following social distancing guidelines, using good hand washing, sanitizing techniques. But fingers crossed that there's no spikes or any of the variants in our area so that we can open without wearing masks and open as free and as normal as possible. That was the best thing to end the year was not wearing masks and being able to have class as normal as possible. And so that's the way we hope to open, but we also have a plan just in case we have to go back to doing some more stringent requirements. So we've got that information posted.
All right. I guess maybe the good thing that comes out of all this is, you know, we always have a flu season to worry about as well. Do you guys feel with the experience from this past school year that you'll be able to manage that maybe a little better going forward?
I think that we can. We definitely were looking at our data and we saw those areas with even strep throat, regular coughs, those types of things that just drastically dropped off. I think it was a combination of all the things that we did that helped. And again, we want to make sure that we learn from that and can pass it on. We don't know exactly what that might be, but we do want to remind our patrons as well, though, that That hasn't been something that's new to us as far as monitoring that. Annually, school districts are in contact with their local health department, measuring the number of flu cases and strep cases. And so we'll just continue a lot of those good practices.
All right. Again, we're talking with Cliff Williams, USD 378, Riley County Superintendent, and John Cox, USD 384, Blue Valley Superintendent. John, what else do you have? We didn't have a lot of time to prep here this morning. Tell me some other things you wanted to chat about here this morning.
Well, I've got some announcements that I would like to make. Part of the requirements for the state is there's applications as we enroll. This year, the state has changed the application, and we're going to do a household economic survey. And we're going to be sending that out to all expecting and current enrolled families for review and completion. This survey is tied directly back to state funding that we receive. And even though you may not have filled out applications in the past for free or reduced, it's important that all families fill this out so that we get the funding that we need to operate schools the way they need to be operated. So, you might look at it and think, well, this doesn't pertain to me, but please take the 5 minutes that it takes to fill this out and get that information back to us, because it does help us out in a lot of different ways. We've got a couple of camps that we're going to be having in July. We've got a vet science camp for beginners and an advanced class. The intro class will be July 12th and 13th, and the advanced class will be the 15th and 16th. And you can contact the school district for more information on that. Our enrollment, we'll be starting our online enrollment July 13th. So please look for information coming to you on that. If you have preschool aged kids, please take the time to contact district office and get your information to be able to enroll properly. And, as we start the year, all school districts have a challenge with hiring staff. I know Cliff and I have talked about that at length with some of our staff. I'm going to put a plug in there. We need a half-time art teacher. So if you're interested in teaching art or qualified to do that, please reach out to us. We're looking for halftime. We're very flexible with our schedule and would like to talk to you. We've also got a couple of coaching positions, head volleyball coach for middle school and boys and girls basketball for middle school. So if you're interested in working with kids, just give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. That's really the announcements that I have. It's just planning for the beginning of the year and making sure we have everything in place for our students. And it's really exciting as we move into that area.
All right. Well, recruitment, obviously, for a lot of companies right now is tough trying to find good quality workers. Is this any more challenging than past summers? Are you finding with trying to find teachers?
Well, to be honest with you, we've had several staff openings over the course of the last 2 to 3 months. And we've had applicants fill out and show up for interviews. It's not any more challenging for me in years past. It's challenging in the fact that finding applicants who are qualified to do the things that we're asking them to do. That's the biggest challenge.
Gotcha. What about you, Cliff? Any challenges over in Riley County?
We see that it's getting tougher and tougher to hire teachers. Like John has indicated, we currently right now are looking for a high school biology teacher. We noticed that there's 25 openings for the similar position throughout the state. And so the competition is high. That's kind of a specialty licensure there. And so I think in some of those key areas there that it's a greater struggle. And unfortunately, we're hoping that we can put a stop to that sooner than later there. So you've got to be competitive and you got to try to market yourself, because the pool, in my opinion, is not getting any larger. And we're seeing a lot of these dedicated staff that are retiring that have been with us, 30 plus years. And that's a lot of knowledge that walks out the door. And so we do have some challenges here at Riley County, and we want to continue to try to get the best of the best if we can.
And we're speaking with Cliff Williams, John Cox, Riley County, and Blue Valley Schools here on In Focus this morning. Let's step aside. We'll take our first break of the program and come back and continue our conversation in just a moment. News Radio, KMAN.